gun to lift me up when I'm lonely. I got a gun to show me the way. I got a gun always there to remind me I can surrender, let go and know that I got a gun. Every time I feel separation and I'm feeling so all alone, I call out to spirit and that sweet voice of love just leads me back home. I got God to lift me up when I'm lonely. I got God to show me the way. Always there to remind me. I can surrender, let go and know that I got God. Yeah. When I'm afraid or feel insecure, I need to stop and look deep inside and connect to that power that even when I
listening to Tall Cats Psychic 101 on Station 1. Yeah, Tall Cats in the house, baby. No nonsense wisdom, refreshingly real radio. That's what I'm talking about. You know you got the power, yeah, baby. I am Karen Tall Cat Conley. I'm a psychic medium. I'm a third generation psychic medium. I was a nurse for 20 years, and I used to keep my psychic on the down low, but now I rock my psychic right here every second and fourth Monday on Station 1 at 6 p.m. PDT. Yep, every second and fourth Monday evenings, I aspire to inspire you guys. My show offers lively, upfront information not only about the Tall One right here, the Tall Cat, but about you and your natural psychic wiring. This show is about our incredible, divinely human experience of life on planet Earth, the changes happening on this planet, our home, as well as dispelling the myths and misconceptions about the spiritual life. I believe that spirituality is meant to be chaotic, surprising, joyful, and humorous. The way Psychic 101 works is a combination of teaching, discussing, with live on-air readings in between for you guys that are new and don't know. Now, if you've been here before, you already know that I can get back to topic really well, so you're not interrupting anything when you call for a live reading. And those numbers, just in case you don't know, are 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. Those are the magic call-in numbers. Now, these live on-air readings are like samples. So, it's like try before you buy. It's a little sample. It's different than a personal reading because that would offer much more in-depth information. Personal readings are like an hour long as opposed to a few minutes on air. But it's a good way to get an idea of how I work and who I am. If you decide to schedule a full-on personal reading, you can contact my Mr. Tall Cat at 813-928-3105 or at mr.tallcat@gmail.com. While we're on the topic of shameless self-promotion, I want to say that I am offering the Grace and Gratitude Special. I love this idea. I call it the Grace and Gratitude Special, and it's on from now until January 1st. Grace and Gratitude is that offer is my way of expressing my appreciation for your interest in my work. When we are in the open heart space of gratitude and appreciation, fear just can't exist. And don't you guys agree? We have had enough fear. So the Grace and Gratitude offer is a $50 off the one-hour reading fee and $10 off the half-hour reading fee. If you want to know more about it, just go to the website, Karen Tall Cat with a K Conley. It's a real neat little page that we designed. It's got a little Christmas special there for you. This could make a nice gift for a loved one or a gift to yourself at a time of the year when priorities, goals, and agendas really benefit from reflection and insight. So once again, to check out the wonderful Grace and Gratitude offer, just go to KarenTallCatWithAKConley.com to book your reading. Already getting quite a few readings lining up, so that's a good thing. I'm happy to see it. And this offer applies to my regular clients that are out there, too. It's open to everyone. So speaking of readings, sample or full length, please do send us some feedback, validation of your reading or topics you'd like to hear about on the show. Because I love contact with my listeners. That's why I like to do the live on-air calls. And the feedback is good, too, because it gives me ideas about what you guys want to hear about and know about. So, just drop us a line or two now and then, either through the station or through mr.tallcat.com. Once again, the call-in numbers, and you can call in any time during the show. Just go ahead and dial the numbers whenever you feel like it, 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756. So, speaking of busting up misconceptions, misleading myths and such, I recently came across a spiritual site when I was fooling around on the computer on a weekend. And like so many other New Age websites, it talked about the new Earth we're living in and how happy, happy, joy, joy days are here again. I could only respond with, huh? What? To me, how out of contact with reality can we be? The Earth is in transition. And any of you women that have given birth know what transition phase feels like. It's a bumpy ride, dude, right? So this Earth, like us, is moving in transition. moving to join the greater galactic community, just as we are moving toward joining our greater family community. That's our human evolution. Now, you know, none of us really know which Earth change potentials, which hang like bubbles of possibility in front of us, will actually occur, but this I know. Now is the time to focus on your inner divinity and to discipline yourself through spiritual practice in order to maintain our balance in the face of deep changes occurring around us, in us, and in behalf of all of us. Most often, we advance in great leaps forward through adversity. There's nothing really wrong with chaos or adversity. You know, if we embrace joy, why not embrace adversity as well? We would benefit from both. It is New Age illusion to pretend great challenges are not present in the now and with more to come. We're not going to skip over the bumpy part of the ride. We're going to pass through it. That is the great, amazing, wonderful part worth talking about. Is it not remarkable that we chose to be here for this time in the Earth's evolution? This specific, unusual time. May we not hold on to illusion? May we learn to identify mental filters? May our brain open up to new information? May we experience a quantum leap into greater truth? Now, another observation of mine, great observer that I am, leading to insight that I recently experienced. And before I go there, let me again give you the call numbers, because if you're out there and you're thinking about trying a sample reading, don't be shy. I'm easy to talk to. Just dial 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. Because, yes, we're discussing, and I'm kind of teaching you a little bit and sharing things with you, but I'm very good at getting back on topic, so you're not interrupting. Just give me a call, dial the magic numbers. As I was saying, one of my brilliant observations leading to dazzling insight, which I hope it is so for you, is a story about a woman I know here locally who owns a metaphysical angel and fairy store. Now, she moved last year from the smaller location to a new, larger location because she felt guided or led to make that move. Business in the new location is less than wonderful. Her response was, "I know the angels would not have led me here only to fail." Oh, I think we have a caller on the line. Hello.
Perfect.
You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi. Who am I speaking with?
Oh, my name is Junie, and I'm a big sister. I'm calling about my little sister.
Oh. So you have a question about your sister.
I have my sister, Kay. And she's embroiled in a family feud with her husband's family.
Uh-huh.
It's gotten really bad, and I want to hear what you think of that, and her health, too, is getting affected, and I'm concerned about her.
Well, I'll tell you, your sister is in, when I look at it, it looks like a tangled up, looks like a rope that's tied in knots. And it's, you know, it's a bunch of knots, small knots and big knots. And what that visual says to me is that there's little pieces and big pieces to this problem, which has an evolution and a life of its own with this family.
Yeah, she married.
And I have the feeling that it borders on issues of almost what I would call legality.
Yeah, they're taking her to court now, yep.
And because I see papers being signed, and I see what I see is, you know, it's the format of deposition,
yep,
in the setting of mediation, but I also see somebody in that group of individuals is pushing for, which is really an outlandish plan, but they're pushing for more than mediation, more like a trial.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they want to drag her through the mud.
And so I'm hitting on this right so far?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Now, what I see as far as the outcome, and we're going to be talking, your call couldn't be more perfect, because we're going to be talking about some information that's real pertinent to what's going on with you. And the situation that you're in, that your sister's in,
mm-hmm,
and it affects you too, but this family conflict that looks like a rope with knots in it is, it looks to me to be almost a karmic issue, as if there is something from past lives even tied in with it. So it goes really deep. It is very unfortunate. I do see that there's going to be a few people that are going to have some dents and take some dings from this. You know, there's going to be a little bit of loss here and there. Ultimately, your sister is going to come through deeper, wiser, better. Is she happy? Does she have legal representation at this time? And is she happy with the person that she has?
No.
That's what I thought. She needs to make a move away from and take what I say within context of your own knowing and hers.
Yes.
But I see that she needs to make a move away from this legal advisor because there is no commitment there. And what is good about making that move is that there is someone that will care.
Okay, so, yeah, she is starting to look for someone else.
That's very wise, and she's exactly right on task with that, because that's going to make a huge difference in two things. The outcome, how favorable it is, and secondly, the amount of time it takes to get there.
Okay.
Is this attorney she's with now a female?
No.
The one that I see coming up appears to be a female individual, and it is going to be someone that's going to like the case. The attorney she's with now doesn't really care about it or like it.
Yeah.
And is there, there's children involved in this as well, correct?
Grandchildren, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She just married into that mess, that family.
She did really step in it, didn't she? That's what I say. It's kind of like karmic. I mean, it is.
It's got nothing to do with her, right? She really did no wrong. She just walked into it.
I understand.
Right?
I understand. But she is going to take on benefits from this that you would never imagine, as bad as it looks right now.
Okay.
The long term. So she should keep her head up. She does need to take much better care of herself. She's really drained.
Yes.
A recommendation I would have for her, and this is specifically coming into me as information, is massage.
Okay.
And regularly.
Okay.
And she is going to definitely, things will go in her favor, but it's going to be extremely bumpy. So she must take really good care of herself, and she needs to really tune in with her meditations and stay focused through this. It's going to be okay.
Okay. And she did no wrong.
Whatever she does, get a new attorney.
Yeah.
And it's okay to do that.
Yes.
It's not anything that can't be changed.
Thanks for validating that.
Yes. It's real important that she change representation.
Okay. And she did no wrong, right? This isn't on her. She walked into it.
Oh, no. When I say karmic, I don't mean that she's having to pay back for something.
Right. It's their family.
It's a winding through, back through another incarnation issues that have yet to be settled, and now it's coming up big time.
For their family, the one she married into, right?
And she happened to just step into it.
Yep.
And it's going to resolve, as all of these things do. But much better when she has somebody that's on her side legally.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Terrific.
Blessing. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I love your show.
Oh, thank you for the feedback. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
And that opening song, I was hallelujah.
That was so good for you. That is Karen Drucker.
Okay.
And look her up on the Internet. And the name of the CD is Songs of the Spirit, but you can't get a bad CD from her.
Drucker.
That would be very good for you and your sister right now.
Some
Karen
hallelujah,
Drucker.
Huh?
Yeah, it's upbeat music.
Terrific. Okay, her veins are actually popping on her legs.
That is connected to the strain that she's going through.
Yeah.
Absolutely. She needs to tap into, honestly, massage, and she also should any kind of alternative medical practice. If she doesn't meditate, she should learn how to.
Yes.
Because that will be worth gold to her.
Yes.
If she can learn to meditate through this.
Yeah, and her shoulders.
So, that's what I mean by good self-care.
Yeah.
Some massage, nutritious food, a little exercise, taking care of any little thing that comes up, like the veins in her legs. Go ahead and have that tended to.
I'm going to push her that way. I am.
Yeah, because
sister.
It's the last thing you want to think about when you're in a mess, but it will really help her to take care of herself and nurture herself.
I'm going to tell her that.
I wish you well, and I'll keep you in my meditation.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Blessings.
So, as I was saying, I was speaking about a person here, that a woman that owned a metaphysical store, and she moved it to a new location, felt guided, and it's, you know, kind of like fizzling out. So her response was, when she talked about it, I know the angels would not have led me here only to fail. And I got to thinking about that, because I've been in that position myself before. And it's real common. And I thought, oh, really? Let's look at that. You know, let's just see if that really, what that really is about, you know? It brings me to one of my tall cat tales, you know, my real life stories, which I think are the best. I just can't resist telling you this one. It's about, and it refers to the how come question. You know, like, how come? We follow a leading, and then we run into chaos, glitches, setbacks, or even U-turns. All of this reminds me of a man named Ricky, who was one of my former psych patients back in my nursing days. You see, I worked on a locked unit, and the program was very structured, of course, and each morning we held community meetings. Now, in that morning meeting, issues were discussed and the day's activities reviewed, and the patients, if they remained awake long enough, had the opportunity to voice their concerns. And to encourage compliance, which any compliance would do, a made bed or even a shower, could qualify the patients for what the staff called the Apple Award. We staff like to think that this was all very therapeutic. Why the Apple Award? Nobody remembered where the name came from. But what did the award consist of? Why, an apple, of course, and a bona fide certified certificate of authenticity. So in one particular morning meeting, Ricky, a handsome young Hispanic patient, voiced his concerns like this. I got an issue here. Hey, are you listening to me? Because I got a serious issue and a concern about something. Most patients were lost in picking their nose or sleeping sitting up. This here issue, I got a question, man. I got a question. I act real nice all the time. I act so nice, like a faggot, I act so nice. How come, what I want to know, is how come I act so nice all the time, the patients are snickering, and I still don't get no Apple Award. Huh? Leonard over here, he just took one shower, and he just got the Apple Award. That ain't no frickin' Apple Award. I want to know why. What is the reason I don't get no award? I think, how come I don't get no frickin' Apple? I think that the store owner, Ricky, and even me included, have wondered, how come when we act so nice by following guidance or taking a risk, we don't get no Apple Award? To the question, would the angels lead me here only to fail? Well, yes, kinda. Because guidance, spiritual leading, and synchronicities do help us make decisions. I think I have a caller. Hello. Hi. Do I have a caller?
Hello.
Hi. You're on the air.
Oh, hi, Tall Cat.
Hi. Who am I speaking with?
This is Clay.
Hey.
And I've actually got a couple of questions.
Okay, go.
let me see. What do I have to look forward to this year?
In 2009?
Yeah.
Like what's ahead for you?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I see when I look at your auric field. It looks like a whirling, swirling, you know how here in Arizona they have, I forget what they call them, but they're like dirt things that swirl and it looks like a baby tornado?
Yeah, dirt devils.
Yeah, dirt devils. That's it. That's what I see in your auric field, and there's all kind of debris in it. So there's all kinds of, what it is, Clay, 2009 is a stirring up for you. A stirring up and, you know, a bit chaotic because I see change, imminent change. It is almost as though the change is being pressed upon you by the universe or those that love you and, you know, from source. The change is to your benefit, but it's as if it is time. That's why the whirling and the swirling, and you know how those, how tornadoes are like powerful and they really move a lot of stuff fast and everything changes after they go through.
Right.
But when they pass through, everything is like really fresh and cleaned up. I mean, there might be a mess, but everything is different, and you know it's over. That's what I see in the first part of 2009 for you is imminent change on a deep level personally and also around you. It looks like around you. And behind that little tornado swirly is this beautiful awakening, you know, that happens from within you, personally, to you, by yourself. It's something that's going to turn over inside of you like a knowing or an experience or a circumstance or a person crossing your path. Something like that is going to really cause this click within you, like when you were younger and you knew what you were supposed to do. This is what's coming to me. Like when you know you have something that you're supposed to do. It's going to come to you, and that's a piece that's kind of been missing. So what I see for you for 2009, actually, Clay, is something totally different and outside the boundaries of the way you think. Does that resonate with you?
Well, that's like holy cow, because my, you know, Virgo nature wants to keep me in boundaries.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's like a gigantic, and to put it, you know, like
really... You know, I see the good and the bad in it.
Yeah, it is a mixed bag.
Yeah.
You're tuning in exactly to it. It is a mixed bag. But that's a good heads up to know.
Yeah.
And that your call is exactly in line with the program tonight, too, because most of our goals and our destinations in life are a mixed bag.
Mm-hmm.
You know, very few are just pure great. There are some.
Yeah.
But usually it's a mixed bag getting there or afterward.
Yeah.
So that, you know, it's like it's a good thing, but it's bumpy.
Yeah.
And it's oddly enough what I'm picking up, Clay, when it happens and when the awakening comes, it's like almost like a reversal in your, it looks like you get, because of the awakening and because of your understanding and because of what you're going to, you know, pass through, it's like you're rejuvenated. That's the word I get. It's a rejuvenation of everything about you, your physicality, your mental state. Everything. 2009 is a key year for you. I can't emphasize it strongly enough. It's coming through so clearly.
Well, right on. Thank you.
Because it's good.
I thought about that earlier stuff when, you know, the successes and you know, how that was then and to rejuvenate something.
Yeah,
that
it's
I had
right,
at that time.
It's right
it was a
around,
great feeling, so that's interesting you say that.
You got good stuff coming, dude. But
right
expect it to be a challenge, but you're up for it.
Yeah, hold on, right?
yeah, buckle your seatbelt and then, you know, enjoy the ride, baby.
I've got one more question for
you.
I recently got a call from my mom, and there's, you know, some health issues, and whether or not you want to think it's really serious or not, I'm wondering if you see anything that I should be worried about.
With your mother?
Yeah.
And this just came up, like, really recently, didn't it?
Yesterday.
And it was, the way I see it, it looks like she was in front of the doctor for something routine, and this showed up?
I'm not sure exactly. No, I don't think it was that.
Okay. Because I kind of get the feeling it has something to do along the lines of her lab work. You know, I don't know if it's elevated blood sugar or exactly what it is. But what I pick up on it is that it's good that they have spotted what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's not real strongly symptomatic, and it was good that somebody caught it.
Right.
And that she does need, what she needs to do, and this, I don't know if this is the problem with, I don't know her makeup because I don't know her, but I feel real strongly that the words need to come forward that she needs to follow the advice that she's given so that it doesn't compound whatever this is.
Okay.
You know,
good.
The good news is
that she's following the advice she's been given.
Yes. And she is, actually, your mother is in a transition as far as her stage in life goes. So you may start to see some changes in her.
Yeah, well, I think this might have keyed that, but you're absolutely on.
It's the beginning of some changes.
Yeah.
Which is good to know that that's happening, and just love her.
Yeah. I can't help but. She's my mother.
Yeah, she's a good lady.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, thank you very much.
Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
You bet.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So as we were saying, as I was saying, this, you know, guidance, spiritual leading, and synchronicities, you know, do help us make decisions. But, you know, why would angels lead us somewhere only to fail? Well, here's what it is. And I'm still figuring this out myself. So So, you know, don't think I know everything because I'm far from it. But humans, we humans think in lateral, linear terms. You know, we think past, present, future, now as opposed to then. And we have this framework of time in our heads, and we like to set and reach goals. We love that, you know, and check it off the list. So in the process of manifestation, you know, we like to fill in all the details and to imagine the ways and the means of getting to the dream that we have. But what's interesting, and we also like to see every event on the way to the dream as a sign that tells us whether we are on or off track. But here's what I have learned, and I want to pass this on to you, and I hope that it penetrates and you can use it. The moment we begin to dream, we change our timeline in this life incarnation. And what I mean is everything, when we begin to dream a dream of what we want, everything goes into a state of flux. Then your life starts to very often fall apart, and we say, this is not what I saw. This is not my dream. This is not what I want. Well, guess what? Yes, it is. And here's why. You see, what happens when we focus on something, we focus on something wonderful, and that's our dream, and we hold it in the frontal lobe, and we pray about it, and we, you know, we try to keep it alive, and we want to bring it into, bring it forth down through the light levels into our lives. And then a lot of things begin to fall apart all around us. Not always, but often. Even though you're holding the dream and you're doing everything right as far as you know, why? How come we don't get no freaking Apple Award? It's because the energy that holds the things around us together and the things and the energy that holds the dream together, this energy must be liberated so that what you are wanting can be reformed. It's like a it is a release, and it is a dissolving of things as you know it, so that you can step into a reformation and a new dream. It's like the caterpillar that turns into a butterfly. And as humans, our evolution is based on that experience repeated many times, giving us wisdom in advancing our soul. So would the angels lead her here only to fail, the store owner? Yeah. Yeah. But the angels would not see the experience as, quote, failure. Guess what? The spirit world would see it as, much to our dismay, growth opportunity. All guidance, by the way, is subject to what I call course adjustment. And we're going to talk about that in just a minute. But I want to say once again that please feel free to call in. You're not interrupting. The number is 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. So as I was saying, all guidance, by the way, is subject to what I like to call course adjustment. You see, we establish, what we do is this. I kind of like to liken it to, you know, an airplane situation, you know, like at an airport, a trip. You establish your heading and your location, you know, where you want to go, what the dream is. You isolate that. But along the way, often, in fact, most times, adjustments may be necessary. You know, most often there really are such adjustments along the way. It's not a, you know, direct hit. And when it happens, we think something went wrong, when it's only an adjustment in the route, the timing, or the destination. We've got a caller. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, I had a question. Do you believe in like simultaneous existences, or do you believe in like just like a reincarnation with like a kind of like a linear timeline?
Well, actually, I believe that we have all had multiple incarnations, thousands at least. And I do also believe in alternate timelines as well, which I've just started to learn about in my interesting adventures in quantum science, that we do jump, in my understanding, and this is what I've learned, and I'm just getting it, so I'm not real well versed in it, but I believe that when we establish a dream, and when, almost every time that we make a decision and a choice, we jump a timeline. By that I mean, if anybody here has ever watched the show Heroes, on TV where they work with timelines this way, past, present, future stuff. Mm-hmm. And they used strings across the room to keep the timeline straight. So when we make a decision or choice or we activate a new dream, we jump a timeline in the invisible, in the quantum field. We step into a new direction, a new timeline. But the previous timeline, as I understand it, continues on forward anyway. So we have multiple timelines going on all at one time as I see it.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it so interesting?
Yeah, that is. So what you're saying is that we have simultaneous identities, I guess.
But we're
experiencing, it's like a point of, I guess, a focus point is what you're saying, right?
Yes, it is. There is more than one of us.
Uh-huh.
We are multiple beings within one body, full enfolded within one body, as my teacher says. And yes, we have many timelines established that continue on. And often if you begin to, think about this sort of stuff and research it and, you get interested in it, you'll find out information about your own timelines in your sleep space.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that so cool? How unlimited we are.
Yeah. Now, do we have, other, alternate identities as well, we're other people? Or is it just us with just multiple different choices and different timelines?
Well, the way I see it is this. I picture it like a sun, like a little kid's drawing of the sun, the circle in the middle, and then there's many lines extending from the circle.
Mm-hmm.
The circle is us, our soul, our essence. And all the rays coming out from the sun or the circle are the different parts of us, our different lifetimes, our different timelines within this lifetime, and all the extensions that is us.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it so fascinating to think about?
Yes, it is. Well, I was wondering, before I get off of here, could you just give me a general reading for 2009?
Sure. Are you employed at this time?
No, I am not.
I thought not. And this would be your most pertinent concern, I would think, right?
Yes.
And did you experience where you were working, was it either a layoff or a rearranging of jobs that wound you up in this position?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay. Here's what I'm picking up about leaving that job, and this is literally the phrase that just went across like a headline, best thing ever happened to you. Even
mm-hmm.
though it may not feel like it, that change is a prompt for a lot of other things that are going to fall into place in 2009 for you.
Mm-hmm.
Also, and this part of the reason I see this is there's a big picture for the planet for 2009.
Mm-hmm.
Going to be a tumultuous year, many changes, some wonderful, some scary. So for almost everyone, we're going to experience on the microcosm level what the macrocosm level is experiencing. So, yes, 2009 for you, you're going to be, it's kind of like Spirit World is going to bust you up. And you're going to be really forced to, make some real hard choices, and you're going to have some wonderful opportunities when you make those choices, and some issues, it looks like two issues that you've been dealing with for quite some time in your life are going to find resolution in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
Does that resonate with you?
Maybe. I don't know what those two issues would be, but I do have some issues.
Right. Everyone does,
serious.
For sure. But it looks like specifically two, and it may not come to you while while we're on the line, but I do see, looks like two issues that are going to be resolved once and for all in 2009, which is wonderful.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, I see you making more money in 2009.
Okay.
Despite the economy, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. All right, then. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay, bye. So, we have our heading, and we go along, and then as we're going along, adjustments may be necessary. We think that something is wrong, but the adjustments pertain mainly to route, timing, or destination. So like all airplanes take off with a flight plan. I'll try to explain this best I can, not being real informed on you know, piloting, but from point A to point B. You know, you want to go from Phoenix to Washington State. Now, unless something changes someplace along the line while you're in the air between point A and point B, you could go directly there, direct flight. But if something does change while you're in the air, that's when the course adjustment happens. I think we have a caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. This is Noella from Canada.
Hi. What can I do for you?
I just have one question that's been on my mind. And I have a house for sale right now, and I just
God bless you. I don't know
you
how it is in Canada, but
when will this story end?
You know, this house feels like a noose around your neck right now, doesn't it?
Yes.
It feels like it's real heavy and like it's getting old having it on the market.
Well, actually, it's only been on the market a week, but it's old in the sense of renovating and getting it ready for
the market.
Yeah,
and you're ready to go.
You got it.
You're really ready to go. That's what I kind of feel like. Why it's like it's heavy, and you're ready to, you know, you're ready to move on. And,
yeah, patience is a virtue.
Yeah. Well, you are meant to move on. You're married, correct, partner?
No. Partner left 3 years ago.
I see. Now that's interesting because I really feel there's a romance around the corner for you. I know that's off topic of your question.
Oh.
Just
no. Well,
and you may,
that was all expected. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm sure that you might even think I don't want that, but just a heads up, and it looks like a good, really good thing.
Good.
Yeah, it's like a little blessing.
Good person
and unexpected romance. But what I see with the house, I do have the feeling that you may have to adjust the price a little bit.
Oh, that's normal, yes.
Right, and I also think that what you might want to do to prompt the sale of the house, there is actually a buyer out there. I'm looking and I'm seeing that you have a buyer that specifically is going to like the style of your house and what you've done with it. Is it an older home you've renovated?
What's that? Sorry.
Is your house an older home that you renovated?
That's right.
Yes.
It was built in the 50s.
And there's somebody that wants just that style.
Oh, wonderful.
And they're coming.
I put that out to the universe.
I know you did. I see your order page. I can see your order
bring
page.
Bring the opportunities to me.
Your order has been sent out and received by source. And you do
You
do have a buyer coming. Keep affirming that, you know, your home is sold. Keep seeing that sold sign.
Oh, you just raised my spirit.
And you're moving on, and you're going to find a romance, girl.
Oh, my God.
Woohoo!
It's a jackpot. Woohoo is that?
Yeah, babe. Get out your dancing
shoes. Us girls have to stick together. Thanks a lot.
Yes, you're welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
So if there's a change in, when you're on your flight, the control tower, you know, radios the pilot, and he advises course adjustment by, say, so many degrees north or whatever, and the course adjustment could also be more than a few degrees. Now, this is a story I'll try to tell. I hope I can explain it right. My hubby and his boss were flying to a meeting in the boss's Cessna one day, and there was another plane in the airspace at a certain location which the pilot, my husband's boss, could not see. So the control tower advised there was air traffic en route, and the pilot replied, "I still don't see him." Now, the next direction that came shortly after from the control tower went like this. Instead of just advising there's someone in your airspace, it was a real strong whiskey 7, make a hard right now. So the thing is, when we're en route to our dream and our destination, we don't always see or know the reason for a mild adjustment or a hard right turn or even a U-turn, but all guidance is subject to adjustment as we move along. And these changes along the way are not failures. It's simply that your route has been diverted for some purpose or reason. But what we do is at this point we begin to examine everything. Our leading, doubts come up, fear hovers around, and we do the human thing. We analyze, rationalize, and assume. But we're really meant to co-create as we're going through this. And as we make changes, adapt to the course adjustments, because it means the potentials are shifting in the future timeline. We think time is linear. It isn't. It's quantum. So yes, we could wind up in what appears to be a, quote, failure, when in reality, it's just a course adjustment. We have a caller. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi. Who am I talking to?
Alicia from California.
Hi. What can I do for you?
Well, I'd like to know what 2009 has in store for me with bringing in money. I'm kind of the breadwinner for the family and have had some changes for the good last year, but need to know a direction.
Yes. It looks like the good changes you've had might have to do with some good things in your work. And are you in a new relationship?
No.
Are you in a relationship at all?
Yes.
Okay. And is this a relationship you're happy with? Maybe you don't want to say. Change in that area.
You know how you learn to be happy.
Yes, yes.
It's been.
Well, the reason I
asked
that, and I'll just be straight up with this, and of course I always tell people this is what I get. Run it past your own inner knowing. But
that's
I see a real need for communication in your relationship and for, as we're saying, course adjustments. And also a possibility of a, not an actual has to be, but a good possibility that there might be a change in that relationship area with you. That's why I had the feeling of something new in relationship in 2009 for you.
Okay.
Just something to think about. Doesn't mean anything either way.
Right.
Are you employed?
No.
I see you in 2009 picking up something it feels almost like career rather than an employment situation, and it's really going to lift you up. It's something
awesome.
That engages a talent you have, and the talent is something that you may not have full awareness of, but it's going to become clear to you. There's what I call divinely inspired synchronicities coming to you in the first part of 2009. So have your eyes and ears open and remember to say to yourself that when synchronistic opportunities come to me, I have the vigor and the courage to engage them because there's a couple of really good things that are going to come out of nowhere and they might look subtle. Has to do with work, your career. And I do see a little something-something about relationship, either a change in the one you have or something brand new.
Okay. Well, that's awesome. With the career, I've been doing, I've been a massage therapist in the past, and I became a Reiki master this year. None of that really feels just right.
No.
It's like there's something missing.
There is.
And clarify for this for me, I feel like all of that work has just been to heal me.
It is. Yeah,
not
good
to heal
girl.
Other people.
Exactly. You are exactly right on. None of it was wasted. It is something that you have at your, for you to use for yourself and for others for the rest of your life. But it was only the initial getting your foot wet for, moving forward into some new things in your life.
Okay.
You are going to be totally new chapter 2009. And it's everything. There's a career you're going to pick up that it isn't particularly along the lines of healing per se or something spiritual. It's not going to look like that, but it's going to be a really good blessing for you.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited.
So just whatever you do, stay aware and watch for that to come your way because it's coming.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Well, all righty. Thank you so
Thanks
much.
Thanks for calling.
All righty.
Okay, bye. So as far as the adjustments go, learning to be flexible and open to the change will make these adjustments so much easier and less uncomfortable. It's better to experience the ever-changing unfolding of life in all its phases of development. We forget sometimes. We get so focused on our destination and our current position that we forget that we're eternal beings that are never really completed. We are ever evolving and always changing, and we're really never, quote, done with it. It's never the end. It's never a mistake. It's never really a loss because we just keep evolving and moving forward, gaining wisdom and changing. There's a story this brings me to. This is a sort of a wrap-up for the end of the show is, there's a story about a Buddhist monk, and some of you may know it, but it goes something like this. His son was called to war, And everyone in the village said, oh, how sad, your son has been called to war. You need him here to help with the planting for the season. And, oh, what if you lose him in the war? And he said, and they said, isn't it a shame? And the monk replied, maybe yes, maybe no. Before he left for war, the son broke his ankle. And the village said, oh, his leg will never be as strong as it once was. And he said, in such pain, isn't it a shame? The monk said, maybe yes, maybe no. And events continued to unfold in the son's life. And finally, his son, working in the fields one day, you know, while leaning on a cane, he's, you know, his ankle was, you know, still a problem. He looked down and found this, like, treasure box of gold. So the village said, oh, you and your son are so blessed. You're blessed beyond blessed. You're wealthy now. Isn't it wonderful? And the monk replied, maybe yes, maybe no. I love that story. Isn't it great that we are ever evolving, never failing, growing, and learning with many multiple destinations? And it is a destination itself could be just a course adjustment in a larger plan. Oh, wow, like an overlay over a design, over an architectural design. It could be just an overlay and only one step in the beginning of many. So we are, when we realize that we're ever evolving and ever changing and always shifting, and we step into that and we roll with it, oh, baby, does it get interesting. Something happens, something mysterious and wonderful when we can stand in the middle of chaotic change and diverted plans and just observe it. Great blessing? Maybe yes, maybe no. Tragic loss? Maybe yes, maybe no. We won't really know the outcome until much further down the road of evolution. So reserving, and this takes practice, but reserving judgments, assumptions, and expectations from our plan is not so easy, because we humans want to fill in all the details. But when we allow room for change and adaptation, and it can rock your world, baby. I mean, there's times it's hard to hold on because your emotions are running rampant over you. But when you make the decision to do it anyway, like Nike says, just do it. When we stay and decide to just do it, and by just do it, I mean we choose to stay connected to Source in a deeper way in the middle of adaptation, change, and chaos, then we are speaking the beautiful language of the universe. Ooh. And then we really experience some magnificent, mysterious stuff, which is what makes life really good. I just want to say before we go, I want to remind you to please take advantage of the Grace and Gratitude Special. That's $50 off the one-hour reading fee, $10 off the half-hour reading fee. If you want to know a little bit more about it, just go to KarenTallCat.com. I designed that website. Even if you decide not to use my services, it's a resource. It has information, and I keep it updated, so it's a good place to check in every now and then. So that's the Grace and Gratitude Special. That's going to be in effect until the 1st of January. It's a really good deal and also applies to you regular people out there. So remember to allow that room for change and adaptation. Step out of the way and let the chaos roll through, because you're speaking the language of the universe when you do. That's how our universe was created, was through chaos, just like that. So thanks for tuning in. I'm going to be back on December 1st at 6 p.m. PDT. Once more, don't forget, I'm pounding at home, baby. Don't forget to check out the Grace and Appreciation Special offer on KarenTallCatConley.com. I'll look for me again on December the 1st, 6 p.m. PDT, right here on Station 1, Psychic 101, refreshingly real radio, no-nonsense wisdom. And remember, you know you got the power. Bye now.
I got the power, you got the power, we got the power.
Hello, I'm Karen Tallcat Conley, third generation psychic medium with a full-time practice right here in the White Mountains. I believe spirituality is meant to be surprising, chaotic, joyful, and humorous. My workshops are designed to empower you, uplift you, and put you in the groove. For workshop information or to schedule a personal reading, just log on to KarenTallCat.com, because you know you got the power, baby.
I got the power, you got the power, we got the power. I got the power, you got the power, we got the power. I've got the power, you got the power, we got the power. I've got the power, you got the power, we got the power.
Shout out to me.